Hello everyone, time for Motivation Monday. Have you ever heard of the story of the Chinese bamboo tree? Seed is planted and nothing happens for almost 5 years. Well, after lots of watering and care though, something amazing happens. It shoots up about 90 feet in 5 weeks, about 3 feet per day. So whenever you feel like you're not seeing any progress, just keep pushing, keep believing, and something magical just might happen. I'm Coy Wire, this is CNN 10, and we start with the ongoing conflict in Sudan, Africa. On Saturday, President Joe Biden said that the United States government personnel and their families had been evacuated from the U.S. Embassy in Khartoum. The clashes between rival military groups there have become way too dangerous. So according to Defense Department officials, a group of more than 100 special operations forces made a fast and clean extraction, pulling out around 100 people from the war-torn country. Battles between the Sudanese Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, erupted earlier this month after failed negotiations in integrating the groups and over the distribution of power between the generals. The World Health Organization reported Friday that 413 people had been killed, thousands more injured. U.S. officials say they'll continue efforts to bring an end to the violence and work to extend the ceasefire, to which both sides agreed during a religious holiday, though there are reports that the fighting still continued during that time. CNN's Oren Lieberman has more.
A successful mission carried out in the dark of night in Sudan to evacuate the U.S. Embassy in Khartoum. According to U.S. officials, three Chinook helicopters took off from Djibouti, some 750 or 800 miles away from Khartoum, flew into the country, landed, secured the embassy, and then brought out all of the embassy's staff and their family members, a group of just under 100 people. U.S. officials said they do hope there's an opportunity here, a ceasefire that holds, a resolution between the two warring parties there, and an opportunity to reopen the embassy. But that is an enormous question as the fighting there enters its second week. The U.S. was looking for a window of opportunity, a ceasefire that holds, essentially, to be able to evacuate the embassy itself. And the weekend brought that opportunity with the Eid al-Fitr holiday. The two warring parties committed to the ceasefire, even though there were reports of violations of that ceasefire. Now a large question, what about all the U.S. nationals, the private citizens who remain in the country, and there are thousands of them? Oren Lieberman, CNN at the Pentagon.
10-second trivia. Which of these locations in the Florida Keys translates to Purple Island, Key Largo, Key West, Isla Mirada, or Marathon? Isla Mirada is your answer here. It means Purple Island in Spanish, and this place is known as the sport fishing capital of the world. Healthy coral reefs are essential to a healthy marine ecosystem. Well, after watching coral reefs disappear over the 20 years he lived in Florida, one man decided he wanted to build them back. But he knew he couldn't do it alone, so he co-founded iCare and recruited other divers to help rebuild reefs in Florida one coral at a time. Meet Mike Goldberg, one of our CNN heroes.
I love being underwater. The minute you go diving, the fish are right in your face. The interaction with that marine life is unlike anything I'd ever experienced. You're close up and personal with all the animals, all the fish, the lobster, the crustaceans. The Keys in general, the ocean, the coral reef, the marine life, used to be the best anywhere. The thriving coral reef is incredibly biodiverse. Multiple species of coral, multiple species of fish, invertebrates, all living happily together. It's kind of buzzing when you get down there. There's just so much activity. I can tell you what a dying and struggling reef looks like easily because it's what I see most of the time now. Due to the water quality issues, rising temperature, acidification attracts algae. And then in 2014, there was something we called stony coral tissue loss disease. It was incredibly virulent. Once you lose the coral, there's nothing there. It's a literal underwater desert.
Good morning. You ready for the afternoon?
Yeah, you got 14.
Cool. Let me go get the tanks off the whip and we'll get them out to the boat.
When I got out of university, I started working in the financial services industry. I was chasing money the whole time. It just wasn't true to my core. So in 2004, we moved to Isla Mirada here in the Florida Keys and opened up a dive shop. We've lost so much coral since I moved here 20 years ago. It truly is a pretty devastating number. What I saw here was so sad that I just wasn't sure how to solve the problem. I'm just one guy who's watched all of this loss. But then he says, you know what? I'm going to do something. I'm going to try something. It's not in me to walk away. It wasn't in me to just leave it to someone else to do. Our organization, iCare, focuses on the rebuilding of the coral reefs here in the Florida Keys.
You can see over on the side here, all that's new growth. They like to grow.
Dr. Smith, my co-founder, is a brilliant scientist. Without her, none of this happens.
It's amazing how fast this coral is growing.
Our goal is to make our reef self-sustaining, and that requires putting down resilient coral. So what we do is we'll take multiples of that small piece of coral, put them close together on a dead coral head. They fuse, and once they fuse, they're now large enough to spawn in 5 to 7 years. So we are speeding up that process. The coral reefs absolutely need human intervention to help. There is no way this reef is going to bounce back all on its own. I knew the only way that I could make it work is through the power of the recreational dive community. I'm not a scientist, but what I can do is tell the world of divers that are out there, let's band together. Any certified diver with recent dive skill is able to come out with us and plant coral.
If you guys didn't know, a coral is indeed an animal.
A new diver to iCare will start the day with a coral workshop. They will learn why we're doing what we're doing. They'll learn the history of the reef, coral morphology, and the science behind the corals. They will have a hands-on workshop where they actually put coral in their hands that was once living, learn how to attach it.
That looks great. Welcome to Moat's Nursery.
And they get a tour of the coral nursery here on shore.
Here is some fancy alcorn, so critically endangered, right?
What a beautiful thing. Oh my God.
And they get to go out and plant coral. The great reward for me is to see the corals that we put down. That's the fruit of our labor. We're seeing it work. Anyone could have done this. And why isn't everyone taking up arms? It's simple. It's not complicated. I'm happy that I get to be part of something that, you know, is maybe a solution. I wake up every day and say, look what I get to do.
Prom season is in the air, and some promposals are getting to be a pretty big deal. So today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is about a creative kid from Parkview High School in Orfordville, Wisconsin. Ryan Hazeltine wanted to ask his girlfriend to prom in a big way, so he used a big canvas. Using a tractor and a disc, he spelled out prom on his family's farm. And he didn't use a protractor to make those perfect letters or any other kind of measurements. He just eyeballed it. He used a drone to virtually fly his girlfriend, Abby Anderson, way up for a bird's eye view. And it was an easy yes for Abby. Now, if you're getting nervous about your promposal, don't worry. Just keep prom and carry on. Special shout out to Atlanta, Georgia today. Globe Academy, we see you. Thanks for subscribing and commenting on our CNN 10 YouTube channel. I'm so grateful to be right here with you today. Let's get the good vibes flowing, dig in and dig deep, and make this a great start to the week. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.